We wrap up the day's top business news now, looking into the latest developments around the data cost probe. Communications regulator ICASA has amended previous draft proposal on data expiry. It had previously proposed introducing regulations with tiered expiry of data bundles. ICASA's Paseka Maleka joins us to give us more information in this regard. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, Tumisa, and the listener.
Thank you so much for your time. Tell us why ICASA chose to amend this initial proposal and what exactly does it mean? Talk us through the proposed cycle that has now been agreed upon.
Okay. Tumisa, the most important thing maybe to first say is the fact that ICASA is committed to reducing the cost of communication in South Africa. And the aim, therefore, is to ensure that our consumers are able to pay for the cost for communication at affordable prices. And then the intention, therefore, is to protect these consumers and of course, ICASA took into consideration the submissions that we received from the first draft of those regulations from those interested parties. So they gave us some of the issues that they raised with us, and then we thought we needed to re-look into the tiered approach and come up with an approach where the consumers are going to benefit. And we are, of course, of the view that the proposed 3-year expiry period for prepaid data bundles will definitely protect our consumers against something like some premature expiry of prepaid data bundles or reduce the forfeiture rate of unused minutes or data after that specific period has passed.
Now, explain to us how different the amendment is to the current system used by mobile operators.
Well, it is different in a sense that the operators will be, in terms of this review, once the regulations are final, they will be forced to engage with the listeners, with the consumers. And the most important thing is that we must also remember that this is our short-term intervention in terms of ensuring that there is greater transparency on communication services. And then it's important also in that that our network providers do not normally give information to our consumers, but now.
We seem to be struggling with that line, but we've got the gist of what Paseka Maleka from ICASA was basically explaining about the proposed amendment to the data costs. Thank you so much for his contribution there, talking to us about those developments around the probe into higher data costs.